Triple M's Ruined It's for Breakfast for Bob Jane T-Marts. For mighty deals on great brands, visit bobjane.com.au.
The top five things we've learned on Ruined It's this week.
Number five, we learned cheating doesn't pay.
How did you cheat when you were at school?
Let's go to Sturt. G'day, Bruce.
Yeah, in school we had those blackboards that were in two pieces. You could, like, pull the top one down and the bottom one went to the top again, so it was, like, in two sections.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Before a math test, I went in early and I wrote down all the formulas, and then early in the math test, I went up and asked the teacher a question. While I was doing that, I reached behind and I pulled the blackboard down quietly, so then all the formulas come up for the whole classroom.
Bruce, you are ahead of your time.
Way ahead of your time.
Fantastic. What are you doing with your life now?
Oh, now I'm a council worker.
That's all right.
How is that shovel you're leaning on?
Number four, we know Roo and Dits love each other.
Well, Roo, I love working with you.
I love
my job satisfaction. 9.5 out of 10.
And this week, we learnt where that love story began 5 years ago.
Still remember the first day you and I had a coffee together when the boss here suggested that you and I work together.
Yeah.
And you looked and went, what? Work with him? You're kidding.
No.
And 5 years later.
Can you tell what you said to the boss about me? I hope he does some work. He's not just going to rock up and think I'm going to do everything.
I did not.
Yeah, he did.
So if you could start doing some work, that would be good.
Yes, the cracks in the relationship are starting to show. Like when lovers keep secrets from each other.
Yeah, well, when did you last go to Italy? You went over there,
2008 or 9.
Have you got any rallies over there?
Yeah.
Whereabouts?
I've got a house over there.
You've got a house?
Yeah.
You never told me that.
Well,
where is it?
Just out of Naples.
You never told me this.
Why would you want to know?
Because we can have a free holiday. I mean, I have to pay.
I didn't tell you could go there for
why
free.
Why not?
Because it's for the Italian people, not for you.
Oh, thanks very much.
All right.
Thought we're a team. Five and a half years together, celebrating our birthday. Apparently not.
No. I'm all out
of love. Number three. We learnt people have strange pets out there.
Family in the hills that have got a pet deer, and the deer sleeps on the bed with them at night.
A female deer.
How did they end up with a...
I don't know. But I want to talk about weird pets that people have. My son's girlfriend's got a pet snake. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, pet snake.
My wife's got a pet snake too.
Yeah.
Sarah has a pet snake.
Oh my... Yeah, boa constrictor that is.
Apparently that snake only comes out at night though. Number two. We learnt Roo's bed is pretty crowded.
Roo, when was the last time you slept without a kid in your bed?
Friday week ago.
Oh, are you joking? When you left this morning, how many were in the bed?
Just one.
Because I have seen photos you've shown me some mornings of three in the bed.
Quite often two.
Yeah?
Usually one.
That's hard work.
Good contraception.
Lying sideways, backwards, upside down. They just sleep anyway, don't they?
Yeah, they sure do.
Hope Sarah's pet snake doesn't come out with the kids in the bed. If you thought a pet deer or Sarah's snake were weird, wait till you meet Sally.
Parafield Gardens. G'day, Peter.
I've got a pet Spencer monitor, which is a goanna.
A pet goanna.
So I said to the wife, you want a goanna?
What do you keep it in?
I build a big 6-foot vivarium in the lounge room, actually.
A tank. Okay. Right. Good spot for a lizard, the lounge room.
Yeah. Ruin Ditz had a couple of questions about this goanna.
What do you feed it?
Rats and chickens.
A lot of questions.
Where do you get rats from?
What do you pay for a rat?
About $20 for three of them.
Tally me, dreaming.
And is that legal?
And how long does that last?
Probably has a rat once a week. Carry her around outside and I've taken her outside because it's 4 foot long.
Do you take the goanna over a zebra crossing when you cross the road?
When these things hibernate for a few months, what keeps them alive?
What do you do on its birthday? Do you bring out a candle and a rat or something? What's the goanna's name?
Sally.
Right, Peter. Take Sally for a walk.
Yep.
Come on, Sally.
Yep.
That's the one.
Thanks, Peter.
The top five things we've learned on Ruined It's this week.
Triple M's Ruined It's for Breakfast for Bob Jane T-Marts. For mighty deals on great brands, visit bobjane.com.au.